This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Lately, talk about breakthrough COVID infections has found its way into the pandemic conversation. Zoe Reed of WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk has more on what these cases mean in the battle against the coronavirus.
The CDC looked into a July COVID outbreak during high tourist season in Provincetown, Massachusetts. It found about three-quarters of infected people had already been vaccinated. And the more contagious Delta variant was found in many of the specimens. The study also found that the vaccinated people carried as much virus in their noses as unvaccinated people do. Since then, CDC has backtracked on its mask guidance. It now recommends that those who are vaccinated wear masks indoors. But there was also good news in the Provincetown cases. Only four of the fully vaccinated people were hospitalized, and no deaths were reported. National and local data show it's clear that unvaccinated people are at more risk for the virus right now. In Delaware and New Jersey, breakthrough cases now represent roughly 0.1% or less in each state. Pennsylvania has not yet data matched for potential breakthrough infections. How is a breakthrough case defined? Dr. Stanley Weiss, a professor of biostatistics and epidemiology at Rutgers, explains.
A breakthrough infection is someone who is infected with the virus even though they had been fully vaccinated, period.
That could manifest as anything from no symptoms to mild symptoms to serious illness and death, as long as someone is 2 weeks out of their full vaccine regimen. That's how health departments track breakthrough infections too. But Dr. Paul Offit, director of the Vaccine Education Center at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, disagrees. He says only infections that lead to hospitalization and death should be counted as breakthrough.
If we consider mild cases to be breakthrough cases, we're going to be very disappointed with this vaccine. The vaccine is doing what it should do, which is to say that 99% of people who are killed by this virus are unvaccinated and 97% of people who are hospitalized by this virus are unvaccinated. That's a vaccine that's working very well.
On a societal level, though, Weiss says health experts are concerned about whether someone with a breakthrough infection can pass the virus on to others.
If people don't know that they're infected but can pass it on, then they may not be taking as many precautions to protect others, and there's an increased chance then of spread within society.
He says there's not enough data on asymptomatic and mild breakthrough infections, but as the Provincetown study suggests, vaccinated people can spread it to others, and the Delta variant is much more contagious because there's a much higher amount of virus in the nose. Delta now accounts for more than 90% of new cases nationwide, the CDC reports. A study published in the New England Journal of Medicine in July found that two doses of the Pfizer vaccine was 88% effective at preventing symptomatic illness from the Delta variant, compared to about 95% for the original strain. Worries about variants are why there's so much debate about the need for booster shots. Dr. Benjamin Abramoff leads the University of Pennsylvania's Post-COVID Assessment and Recovery Clinic.
We know from influenza that we need a flu shot every year to prevent infection with the most recent variant of flu, so we may well be headed for something similar with SARS-CoV-2. But again, the vaccines are really great at diminishing the pathogenesis of infection, so you're much, much better off, even if there isn't a perfect match between the variant you were vaccinated against and the variant you're later infected with.
Though there's a very small chance you can get a mild COVID infection after the vaccine, it's still important to get the shot, health experts say. Weiss offered this analogy.
You have people who are afraid to go out of their houses and cross the street because they might be run over by a vehicle. It's true, they might be. But the general person can go out, take reasonable precautions both ways before they cross, and get across the street safely. The vaccine helps get you across the street safely. It's not perfect. You have a car turning a corner at 100 miles per hour. You can't see them and they hit you. But it's not a reason to say that, oh, you shouldn't get vaccinated.
He says you should also consider those who would be affected if you died, and also the chance of spreading the virus to children who aren't eligible yet for vaccination, or those like the elderly or the immunocompromised, for whom the vaccine may not be as effective. Wearing well-fitted masks indoors is still a good defense against all coronavirus infections, breakthrough or otherwise, health experts say. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.